I would like to thank you all for a rich discussion, and my particular thanks to the amazing panelists. You are working on the front lines, preparing communities and putting systems in place to be ready to respond when disaster strikes. You are the first to respond, and most importantly, you stay over the long term, helping communities recover long after others have left. And I also wish to briefly highlight some of the key takeaways from our discussion. Panelists highlighted the progress that has been made, but also gave evidence of the gaps that remain. We agreed international actors need to improve their understanding of the existing national and local capacity prior to a crisis, and then ensure that they bolster and complement this during the response. And this requires ongoing dialogue and relationship and partnerships. International tools and mechanisms need to be flexible to adapt to national and local capacity from the outset and be regularly reviewed and adjusted as that capacity changes. As we heard, it is especially important to recognize the role of women as first responders and leaders in their communities, and of investing in them before, during, and after crisis hit. Incorporating the expertise and knowledge of women and persons with disabilities is critical to an effective response. We must be aware of the specific cultural, economic, social, and physical barriers that they face. And we must work to ensure that we not only hear their voices, but we elevate them to shape all aspects of humanitarian decision-making. The protracted and recurrent nature of most of today's crises means we also need to develop long-term localization strategies, investing in local authorities and organizations over multiple years. Finally, international humanitarian organizations must commit to achieving equal partnerships with national and local NGOs. Access to multi-year funding and flexibility to adjust program activities to evolving needs will be essential. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the success and lasting impact of international support is measured not only in saved lives, but also in the degree of which national and local capacities, systems, and leaderships are strengthened. We've made much progress already, but we still have to do much more. Thank you very much, and I would like to hand back to the chair.